physician, you know, was sort of trying out different approaches. And so it may be that there's this one fundamental approach that we see a glimpse of in software that, you know, evolution, quote, discovered, quote, and managed to use. I mean, it's the greatest miracle, the human's reasoning capability is so phenomenal.
Yeah, totally. So, the evolution somehow figured out the algorithm behind our amazing learning capabilities, but we humans haven't figured out the AI version of it yet. I suspect that there's a definitely better algorithm out there that we haven't discovered. It's just right now, there's a bit too much focus on let's make things larger, and everybody's trying to do that. Whereas there may be really better solution, alternative solution that's waiting to be found, but there's just not enough of an attention there because people tend to think, oh, it's not going to work. The reason why I very strongly believe that is in part because when you look at, let's go back to Microsoft in the very first personal computer, because when that first came out, it was really super exciting and amazing. And then every single year, you know, there's a better computer and smaller computer, faster computer, and it becomes better and better. So similarly, when we look at phones or, you know, rockets, cars, the very first invention is never the optimal solution. There's always a better solution. So I do think that there's a better solution. It's just that right now there's way too much emphasis on the bigger, the better.
I do think, like in the math tutor case, though, the downside of a mistake can be